Now, WRTI critic at large, Leslie Valdez.
Two prisoners, two men shoveling and straining under immense weight. Two prisoners during their downtime rehearsing Sophocles. Doesn't sound promising, does it? But Athol Fugard and his collaborators John Connie and Winston Shona knew what they were about in the island at the Lantern now. The company, which usually does well by the South African playwright, outdoes itself in the island. Frank X in the role of John, and you are as the reluctant Winston, exceed their customary virtuosity. The island is South Africa's austere, windswept Robben Island, the site of Nelson Mandela's former imprisonment. Once Antigone, Sophocles' play within this play, was performed by Mandela for other inmates. There are other inside references to the anti-apartheid movement in this work by Fugard and his actor collaborators. It takes a while to figure out what Sophocles is doing in this South African prison, but we get there. And when you do, it's wonderful. The island honors these men whose principles have put them behind bars, and whose lives could be our lives in a different time and place. The island is tough and tragic and a very funny piece of theater. The way Frank X and UR play off each other, lock horns. UR's riff on envy is magnificent. He envies his buddy Winston's approaching freedom. Frank X's conversation to the outside world, replete with wonders. Peter Delaurier's direction shows the power of his own fine actor's timing. Janet Embry's lighting heightens 90 powerful minutes of theater. The Island, through June 10th at the Lantern. Leslie Valdez, WRTI.